Here is a scene that happens every week in service-based businesses all over the world. In a brownstone in Brooklyn, in a co-working space in Mexico City, in a home office in Bangalore, in a shared studio in Dakar. Same scene, different city. A customer gets on a call with you. They tell you about the project they need done. You listen, you take notes, you ask good questions, and then somewhere in the conversation, they tell you their budget. Let's say it's $1,000 or 300,000 rupees or 600,000 francs. It doesn't matter what the currency is. What matters is that it's lower than what your math says the job is worth. And in your head, you do that math. Because you know what this project actually takes. It takes a proposal. It takes an onboarding call. It takes a custom workflow. It takes 3 rounds of revisions. It takes delivery prep. It takes follow-up. It takes, when you add up every real hour, 10 times what they've said they can pay. So you take a breath and you tell them, "I'm so sorry. What you're asking for is a different tier of engagement. I can't do it at that price. Here's a stripped down version, a lesser version, a version that doesn't really solve the problem they came to you with." And they thank you politely and they disappear. And you tell yourself, that's just how it is. My work is premium. Not everyone can afford it. I want you to hear me on this. That conversation is the old way, and the old way is dead. Welcome back. And if you're new here, hi, I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned 7 figures doing it. And here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I hope you keep up. I want to walk you through what the new version of that conversation looks like, because it changes everything about how you close business, how you price, and how many people you can actually say yes to. Here's the new scene. Same customer, same call. They tell you about the project. They tell you their budget, lower than what you'd normally take on. You have a meeting recorder running. Granola, Otter, Fireflies, whichever one you use. The whole conversation is being captured. Every detail of what they want, every constraint, every piece of context. And instead of rushing to tell them what you can't do at their budget, you say something different. You say, "This isn't the typical engagement at that price point, but let me take everything you just shared and come back to you with what we can do. Give me until tomorrow." You end the call. You open Claude or ChatGPT or whatever you use. You paste the transcript in and you ask a very specific question. You say, "Here's what this client needs. Here's their budget. Here's what the traditional delivery would look like at the premium price. Now show me the version of this that uses AI tools, automation, and smart systems to deliver 80% of the value at 10% of the cost. What's the new way? What steps can I skip? What can I automate? What templates can I build once and reuse? Where can the client do part of the work themselves with a tool I set up for them? Where does my expertise have to stay in the process? And where can a well-designed system replace it?" And you let the model think. What comes back is not a stripped down version of your premium service. It's a different service entirely. One that was not possible 18 months ago. One that's built on the assumption that your expertise is still the center, but the delivery mechanism is completely different. In the old way, you went from A to B to C to D and so on, all the way to Z. Every letter was a step. A was the sales call, B was the proposal, C was the onboarding questionnaire, D was the kickoff meeting. E was the research phase. F was the first draft. G was the revision round. Letter after letter. Step after step. Every one of them requiring your time, every one of them where the cost lived. Z was the final deliverable. That's the old A to Z, 26 steps, every single one build. The new A to Z is shorter. A is still the sales call. Z is still the outcome the client paid you for. Everything in between gets compressed, automated or eliminated. The proposal, generated from your existing frameworks, in your voice, in 10 minutes. The onboarding, a guided tool the client walks through themselves, with their answers feeding directly into your delivery system. The research phase? An agent runs it in the background while you sleep. The draft? Assembled from templates your expertise shaped once and that now run on systems. The revisions? Handled inside a dashboard where the client can see progress and request adjustments without another round of meetings. 26 steps becomes 3, or 4, or 6, depending on the complexity of the work. But it is never 26 again. The outcome is the same. Or better, the path is 90% shorter, and the price the client can actually pay now fits. I want to be clear about what I'm not saying. I'm not saying deliver less. I'm not saying give away your expertise. I'm not saying lower your premium rate. Your premium tier still exists for clients who want the custom, high-touch, bespoke version. That has value and it always will. What I'm saying is this. The clients who used to walk away because your price didn't fit their budget were not less worthy of your help. They were priced out by a delivery model that required your time for every step. The model was the problem, not the client, not the market, not the economy, and now the model has changed. Most service-based business owners I talk to around the world are still running on the old A to Z, a consultant in Atlanta, a coach in Buenos Aires, a brand strategist in Mumbai, a developer in Abidjan, all of them everywhere, running 26-step delivery processes because that's what they learned, that's what their mentor did, that's what the industry said was professional. And all of them, if they learn this shift, can immediately 3x the number of clients they can serve without working more hours. Because the cost to deliver collapsed, there is a psychological shift I want to name. Most service-based business owners have been trained to think about their business in terms of what they currently do, the steps they currently take, the time each step currently requires, the price that model currently produces. AI doesn't ask you to do any of those things better. AI asks you a harder question. What could you do if the steps changed? What could you deliver if the time wasn't the constraint? What could you price if your cost to deliver collapsed? This is where most people get stuck. Because answering that question requires you to let go of the process you're proud of, the proposal template you've refined, the onboarding flow that took you 2 years to build, the delivery methodology, that's your reputation. But here's the thing, your methodology is not the deliverable. The deliverable is the client's outcome. Your methodology is just one way of getting them there. And now there are other ways, faster ways, cheaper ways, ways that can serve 10 times the people. AI didn't replace your expertise. AI replaced your delivery mechanism. Your expertise is still exactly what makes the output good. The framework is yours. The strategy is yours. The judgment about what this specific client needs is yours. Nobody can replace that, and a language model definitely can't. But the delivery, the operational parts, the repeatable parts, the parts that used to require a team or 100 billable hours, those pieces are up for renegotiation. And I want to be direct about what this means for your income, because this is the part nobody wants to talk about, honestly. Learning these tools is more work. Building the new A to Z is more work than continuing to do what you've always done. I am not going to tell you that it's easy, because it isn't. You are going to spend evenings and weekends figuring out prompts. You are going to break things. You are going to rebuild workflows 3 times before they run right. That's real. But here's what that work actually buys you. Not the same money you're making now with slightly less effort, significantly more money, and significantly less time in delivery once the system is built. Here's the actual math. If you're currently billing $200,000 a year at your premium rate with 10 clients and you build the new A to Z model, you can serve 30 clients at a third the price with roughly the same total delivery hours. That's the same $200,000, which is not the goal. The goal is that the 30 client version gives you an operation that you can now scale by adding products, subscriptions, and higher tier offers on top of. The base expands, then the upper tiers compound on top of it. A consultant I know went from running a $400,000 coaching business where she was fully booked and exhausted to running an $800,000 business with half the delivery hours. Not because she worked harder, because she redesigned the delivery. The system does more, she does less, the number goes up. That's the actual trade. Front-loaded work for back-loaded time and compounding revenue. A few months of building, then years of more money and more time. The people who skip that front-loaded work stay at the $200,000 ceiling forever, working their tails off to keep it. More money, more time, more options. That's the whole mission. And AI is how you get all three at once for the first time in the history of service work. Here's what this looks like in practice. A consultant who used to charge $10,000 for a brand strategy engagement can now offer a $3,000 version that uses a guided assessment, automated competitor research, and a templated deliverable that's customized to the client's responses. Same strategy, different delivery, 3 times the clients at a third the price, same revenue, more impact. A business coach who used to run $12,000 6-month programs can offer a $1,500 3-month version where most of the coaching is handled through an AI agent trained on her frameworks, with her holding 2 live calls per month for the highest leverage moments. The coaching is the same quality because her thinking is in the system. The operational load is gone. A copywriter who used to charge $2,000 for a landing page can offer a $500 version where the client fills in a guided brief. Her custom-trained writer produces the draft, and she personally edits the final. Her voice is still on it. The client still gets her expertise. But the research and draft phase, which used to eat 6 of her hours, is gone. These are not hypotheticals. These are the shapes of businesses that work right now in every country where somebody can pay $20 a month for a subscription to an AI tool. And I want to say something that the tactical tips and prompts corner of the internet is not going to tell you. You are not late. You are early. Most of the world's population has not used these tools. They haven't opened them. They're still playing around in ChatGPT asking it to summarize an email. They haven't set up a project. They don't know what a project is. They don't know what an MCP is. They don't know what Claude Code or Cowork can do. They don't know that an agent can do the thing. If you're listening to this show, you are in the first 5% of people on Earth who are even thinking about this seriously. 5%. Across every language, every country, every industry, the lane is wide open. The competition is not what you think it is. The market is mostly untouched. And this is true whether you're in New York or Guadalajara or Bengaluru or Dakar. It's not an American advantage. It's an early adopter advantage. And the geography of who's actually early is much broader than the American tech press would have you believe. A service business owner in Lagos using these tools well is ahead of a consultant in San Francisco who still hasn't tried them. So when you hear me say, you can go from A directly to Z, what I'm really saying is this: there is a new business inside your existing business. And that new business serves more people at better prices with less of your time. And the clients it serves are clients you were turning away 6 months ago because the math didn't work. Now the math works. Put a meeting recorder on your next sales call. When the client tells you their budget, don't tell them what you can't do. Tell them you'll come back tomorrow with what you can. Then take the transcript to your AI tool and ask the right question. Show me the new A to Z. Show me the path from A directly to Z. Skip the letters in between. You'll be shocked at what comes back. And that's the lane. Not tactics, not prompts, not 10 tips for Claude Code. The lane is the reframe, the understanding that the business you have is not the business that's possible, the willingness to let the delivery model die so the outcome can reach more people. That's the future of services. And if you're building it, wherever you're building it, you're on time. The newsletter is where I break down specific agent setups, tools, and workflows every week. Sign up at http://chakranseedandsociety.com. If you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps more people get this information. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.